Good morning, Symphony Church. We are continuing in our journey through 2 Timothy, and I'll read for us 2 Timothy chapter 2. You then, my child, be strengthened by the grace that is in Christ Jesus, and what you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Share in suffering as a good soldier of Jesus Christ. No soldier gets entangled in civilian pursuits, since his aim is to please the one who enlisted him. An athlete is not crowned unless he competes according to the rules. It is the hard-working farmer who ought to have the first share of the crops. Think over what I say, for the Lord will give you understanding in everything. Remember Jesus Christ, risen from the dead, the offspring of David, as preached in my gospel, for which I am suffering, bound with chains as a criminal. But the word of God is not bound. Therefore, I endure everything for the sake of the elect, that they also may obtain the salvation that is in Christ Jesus with eternal glory. The saying is trustworthy, for if we have died with him, we will also live with him. If we endure, then we will also reign with him. If we deny him, he also will deny us. If we are faithless, he remains faithful, for he cannot deny himself. Remind them of these things. And charge them before God not to quarrel about words, which does no good, but only ruins the hearers. Do your best to present yourself to God as one approved, a worker who has no need to be ashamed, rightly handling the word of truth. But avoid irreverent babble, for it will lead people into more and more ungodliness, and their talk will spread like gangrene. Among them are Hymenaeus and Philetus, who have swerved from the truth, saying that the resurrection has already happened. They are upsetting the faith of some. But God's firm foundation stands, bearing this seal. The Lord knows those who are his. And let everyone whose names the name of the Lord depart from iniquity. Now in a great house there are not only vessels of gold and silver, but also of wood and clay, some for honorable use, some for dishonorable. Therefore, if anyone cleanses himself from what is dishonorable, he will be a vessel for honorable use, set apart as holy, useful to the master of the house, ready for every good work. So flee youthful passions and pursue righteousness, faith, love, and peace, along with those who call on the Lord from a pure heart. Have nothing to do with foolish, ignorant controversies. You know that they breed quarrels. And the Lord's servant must not be quarrelsome, but kind to everyone, able to teach, patiently enduring evil, correcting his opponents with gentleness. God may perhaps grant them repentance leading to a knowledge of the truth, and they may come to their senses and escape from the snare of the devil after being captured by him to do his will. Amen. In our passage today, Paul continues to exhort Timothy in his letter to serve well as Timothy takes on this large and complicated task of pastoring the church in Ephesus. Timothy certainly has his work cut out for him, and any encouragement from his mentor and spiritual father, Paul, would likely have been welcomed. Except Paul's words here might strike us as kind of harsh and lacking in compassion. He doesn't really seek to comfort the young pastor. Instead, he readily urges him to suffer well. Paul goes further and he reminds Timothy that just like a soldier has to stay focused on his duties to please his enlisting officer, or like how an athlete has to excel in the rules of the sport he competes in to win the crown, Timothy has to suffer well in order to complete the will of God. And if you were Timothy, that's probably just exactly what you want to hear, right? Of course not. Hearing that your calling is meant to be full of suffering and striving and giving it your all, it's not an easy thing to hear. But I always admired how Paul would never sugarcoat his words, whether that was an intentional decision or he was just naturally a bit abrasive. But Paul also does show a great deal of compassion and fatherly guidance to Timothy here, because he gives to his apprentice a key lesson in suffering well. Paul tells Timothy, "What you have heard from me in the presence of many witnesses, entrust to faithful men who will be able to teach others also. Share in suffering as a good soldier of Jesus Christ." Share in suffering. Paul is instructing Timothy to take all the truth of the gospel that he had learned and all the wisdom and guidance he had been taught in serving his community and to entrust this call to other faithful brothers and sisters also. And I think that's one of the most beautiful things about our faith. Yes, God's path for us is not always going to be easy. There are going to be times of hardship and tribulation and suffering along the way, whether it's in regards to our personal devotion and enduring with Jesus through the ups and downs of life, learning to let go of the world and our sin, even when our thoughts and emotions tell us to hold fast to these things, whether it's forgiving those who hurt you, whether it's serving when it's hard, facing rejection or even ridicule as we profess our faith, and so many other things, the Christian life can be full of moments of suffering. But we can share in the suffering through the life-giving relationships that God has opened doors for us to enjoy. Paul reminds Timothy that while he has much to endure and much to shoulder, he doesn't have to do it alone. That his community, his co-laborers in the gospel, are ready to share in his suffering, to shoulder the burden and endure the hardship with him, all the more to stoke the love and care that keeps him going. Now, I don't presume that I'm anywhere near the caliber of Timothy, but I readily thank God for how far he's brought me through the sufferings I've experienced in my walk with Jesus. He's brought me so far and grown me to overcome many difficulties and hardships. But, you know, if you were to tell little Dan, the Dan who had just arrived in Boston 8 years ago, the Dan who hadn't really yet stepped into the calling that God had prepared him, that he would go, and you told him that he would go through all these things and manage to get through it all, that little rascal would probably say something like, "Wow, I must have really been faithful." And he would have had no idea, actually, just how much that I've been carried by the brothers and sisters that were by my side, who are so immeasurably valuable in helping me and supporting me and picking me up time and time again. And so today's question for you is, who are you sharing your suffering with? Who are you allowing to run the race with you? If you have some brothers or sisters that you're doing life with, and that is so much reason to just take time to thank the Lord for them and to reinvest in them. If there are relationships that the Spirit is placing on your heart to grow, then that could be a next step for you to take on, to start to share your suffering with them and to rely on them. And if you're not really sure where to go and who to suffer with, then that's okay. Look to Jesus, who promises that he will always give you rest, that he will always be willing to trade your burdens and place them on his shoulders and walk with you. Let's pray. Lord, we pray that as we go about our life, as we go about this walk, and as we seek to faithfully obey you, even when the ways and the paths that you call us to get kind of hard, I pray that you also bestow upon us brothers and sisters that we could walk with, that we can share our sufferings with, brothers and sisters who we come to really trust and have faith in, that they are running the same race that we are. That they are brothers and sisters that could support us, that can help us to do far more than we thought was possible alone. Lord, we don't presume that we have a lot of supporters and brothers and sisters because we're better, because we're golden vessels or silver vessels, but simply because we have been vessels that are filled with your Holy Spirit, that have been changed and transformed and set aside for honorable use. So help us to spur each other on, Lord. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.